I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Joining me today is Anshul Gupta, Vice President, Azure Security at Microsoft. The Azure Cloud Platform is more than 200 products and cloud services designed to help you bring new solutions to life to solve today's challenges and create the future. To learn more about Azure, visit azure.microsoft.com. Welcome, Anshul. So great to have you with us today.
Thank you, Hillary. Excited to be here.
And so, Anshul, prior to joining the team at Azure, you were with Facebook, and before that, you were with Microsoft as the CISO of Skype and Skype for Business. So can you start off by sharing with us a little bit about your career and what sparked your interest in cybersecurity?
Absolutely. So I didn't take the conventional path to cybersecurity. I started my career journey as a software engineer and was very much on this path of engineering manager, engineering director, and so on and so forth. So I was at Yahoo leading their identity engineering function. That's when Skype reached out and they had a security role. So by the turn of events, it so happened that I ended up interviewing and then I declined the offer because I felt that I was unprepared for that role. Because I was like, throughout my career, I have done engineering, but I've never done pure security functions. So my then hiring manager, he literally convinced me to take on the role. And he said two things because I was like, no, I'm not ready. This is not for me. So he convinced me by two set of arguments. One was that you have engineering background, Anshul, and bringing you into this role will be excellent for us because you will be able to closely partner with engineering organizations as you understand their pain points. You have been on the other side. And second, you're worried about not being a security expert. You think we wouldn't have tested you enough on your security skills. We tested you plenty. You have it all. So we really want you to explore this. So if you think about it, I didn't realize that I had acquired security skills while doing identity for 8 years at Yahoo. And a lot of us sometimes don't even understand what skills we have acquired over time. It was definitely a learning moment for me. I took on the offer and rest is history. But that was my formal career in cybersecurity, or that's how it started.
Okay. Okay, great. And so you were the CISO of Novi, which is formerly Calibra, which is Facebook's blockchain initiative for their cryptocurrency Libra. Do you think that the general population will begin warming up to the idea of adopting cryptocurrency and crypto wallets? And I guess based on your answer, why or why not?
I think it will. And to be honest, I probably am unconsciously biased, but if you look at all the like central banks and commercial banks, they are definitely exploring cryptocurrency. And for it to succeed with our general population, few things have to happen. First and foremost, we have to make sure that the user experience is seamless. Our users should not have to understand the intricate details of how cryptocurrency works. Things like, oh, if I lose my private key, all my funds are lost. Like these concepts should not be transparent to our users. They should be able to treat it like their regular currency. And the second part is the solutions that we build around this, they have to be secure and resilient. Because right now there is not a lot of trust in cryptocurrency because people's exposure to it has been, oh, there has been a breach here or there, this currency got stolen. So that's how their frame of reference is. And it will take a lot of effort in building that trust and first earning the trust, then growing that trust. So all of these things will be important. I think our usage on cryptocurrency will start with things like cross-border payments. And why I say that is because There, the regular flows today, they have significant friction, and cryptocurrency can minimize that. And once people will get comfortable using cryptocurrency, then it will evolve into day-to-day transactions. Like, I want to pay for my cup of coffee at Starbucks and I'm using my cryptocurrency wallet for doing that. So I feel we will get there. It is just, it's going to take a little bit time.
Okay. And that's good to hear that the idea is to make it very user-friendly for folks. Because as I was researching Novi, formerly Calibra, I was trying to understand blockchain and I was learning a lot, but I was definitely finding it to be very intricate.
Yeah. So that I'm saying it's important that our user should not have to understand the concept of blockchain. Otherwise, we would have failed in this whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And so before Novi, you were director of information security at Facebook. And I did some research on you, of course, before pulling together the script for us today. But I watched a keynote at Borderless Cyber from 2018, where you shared how your team worked hard to ensure that both young people and parents felt safe online, since, of course, Facebook's audience is, you know, everyone. It's not just one certain demographic. And that was a few years ago. But now, of course, with COVID-19 forcing a heavily digital experience for students and working parents alike, how can users make sure that they're staying safe?
Yeah. So COVID-19 has impacted our lives in an unprecedented way. And a lot of digital transformation that was going to happen over multiple years has suddenly happened in months. Many organizations that considered their corporate perimeters as their security boundary, they suddenly saw this challenge of their workforce going remote, and they had to pivot very quickly to zero trust. Now, the interesting thing is that still the biggest threat that impacts both businesses and households is the same, which is the very first one is compromised identity. We still see a lot of accounts getting compromised, and people can do some very basic things like picking up stronger passwords, not reusing passwords, or using password managers, enabling multi-factor authentication to stay safe online. And phishing is another one, which is important for people to be aware of, where please don't go and click on links from untrusted sources. And the last one I want to highlight is patching. It's such a simple activity, yet we fail as individuals and as enterprises where we don't patch in time, leaving us open to some of these attacks.
And so you mentioned those three different threats. Are those the top threats for both businesses and individuals? Do you think those are pretty much it? Or are there any others that you would call out for either individuals or also businesses?
I think those are the leading factors for the compromises. Now, the compromises can surface in different ways. Like, it could be human-operated ransomware eventually that either enterprises or individuals see. But usually the foothold is by either compromised identity or some well-known vulnerability that has been patched by a vendor or the service provider, and we fail to apply the patches. So that I'm saying, if we do these basic hygiene stuff, I think we will be in a much better position than where we are.
Right. Absolutely. And so prior to my joining Cybercrime Magazine, I was in marketing, and one of my clients was actually Facebook's Messenger Kids product. And we brainstormed a lot of different ideas regarding how to get more kids involved with STEAM initiatives, which, for any listeners who may not be familiar, that's STEM plus an A for the arts to make STEAM. Do you think that we're doing enough, especially now with remote learning, to encourage kids to learn about technology?
So let me answer first the STEAM part or the arts part and say how important it is in even in the cybersecurity space. When we are building the security tools or the security solutions, I feel that we sometimes build those for our users, assuming they are security experts as well. And we forget that they are not security experts, and we should build our tooling in a way that users can behave in their normal ways. We are far from that. We are still expecting users to take very certain steps. Like I just gave you prior example that please have long passwords, don't click on these links. Why? Because we haven't reached that stage where we want to let users have their natural behavior and still keep them safe and protected. So it's very important to bring that arts perspective, their creative thinking into our overall product so that they are not meant for by security people for security people. They are by security people for the larger population, and hence that creative thinking, that diversity, all of those pieces are extremely important for us to build in. And now talking about encouraging our kids to learn about technology, there are organizations like Roots and Black Girls Code. So Roots is an organization which give exposure to kids all the way up to high school, I think middle and high schoolers, to white hat hacking and giving them hands-on workshops and exploring this. Similarly, Black Girls Code is another organization that is trying to increase the number of women of color in the digital space. So these organizations are doing a wonderful job, and we need to support them more and more. I know some of my team members, they volunteer their time to be part of these organizations and many more. So we have to continue to do this. And I think we all can do even more in this space. We are just now at the tip of this iceberg, and we have to do much more.
I agree. And the idea of supporting diversity and how that creates, you know, it adds so much that we might not realize in the long run is a really good point. And the arts is a part of that because, as you shared, you know, not every path is a super direct path into cybersecurity. Perhaps someone does have an art background, but they find that ability to find a career in cybersecurity to make it user-friendly for the general population. So I'm glad that you spoke to that and added that on. And then to build...
Yeah, and
oh, go ahead.
Hillary, sorry.
Yeah.
So some of the people on my team, like in my current role, in my prior roles, they really do not have computer science degree.
Right.
And they are excelling at the work they are doing. They are probably one of the best security analysts and investigators because they bring that unique perspective to the work. So having that right mix and that in your team will make your team that much more successful.
Awesome. That's really great. That's great to hear. And I agree that I think that's important for others to hear as well. And Anshul, you were featured in the book Women Know Cyber, 100 Fascinating Females Fighting Cybercrime, which was published by Cybersecurity Ventures. So in addition to what we were just talking about, what does being a woman in cyber mean to you?
Yeah, first of all, I want to thank Cybersecurity Ventures for publishing this book. And I am humbled and thrilled to be part of the initiative. I think this is for a very noble cause, because when we make career choices, we look for role models.
Right.
And we are looking for an affirmation that I belong here. So Cybersecurity Ventures is helping women get that sense of belonging. And I wish we had started on some of this much sooner, because a lot of us, when we started on our journey, we were like, oh, am I all alone in this?
Yeah, I'm sure.
So my one advice for women who are looking to build a career in cybersecurity is to not wait to know everything. Like when I even reflect on my career, I think I was doing the same. When Skype reached out, I was doubting myself. Like they were fully confident I'll be right for the role, but I was like, no, I don't know everything. So learn from my mistakes, if I should say it. Don't wait to know everything. Cybersecurity space is huge. And you will never know everything. You will be partnering with your colleagues and together you will know a lot more. So just take a leap of faith and explore what you want to do. Unless you try it, you won't know. Right. And we need more women in cybersecurity.
Right, right. And speaking of women in cybersecurity and building diversity, I read your piece, Why Diversity is Needed in Cybersecurity, My Unique Experience Helps Protect People. That was on the National Cybersecurity Alliance's website. And you talk about how, as a leader, empathizing helps accomplish collaboration. Can you share with our listeners a little about why this is such an important distinction to you as a leader?
Yeah, when you are a cybersecurity leader, you have a lot of tough decisions to make. And every day you're juggling between a ton of tough decisions, the most important thing is that you don't make every call as a highest priority fix. Because if you do that, you are not helping your engineering functions scale. You are pretty much saying, drop everything you are doing and just focus on this. You have to start empathizing. You have to start understanding the challenges they are facing. You have to also look at it from user's perspective. You can ship the most secure product possible that could be totally unusable. So if I were to say, here's my laptop and it can be most secure if I just shut it down and put it in a closet, but then it's not a laptop anymore. It's probably a paperweight or a brick or I don't know, something else. So you have to always keep that perspective on that. What is the purpose of your product and how are you enabling that product to solve the problem it is trying to solve while keeping everyone safe and secure? So having that perspective is very important for any leader in cybersecurity space.
And what advice, in addition to that, and in addition to what you mentioned earlier as far as advice to women looking to be in cybersecurity, what advice would you give to those looking to advance in their careers? I guess specifically in cybersecurity, but perhaps it could be broader advice as well.
Yeah, I firmly believe in growth mindset. So no, like be a student for life. Don't ever think that, oh, I should know everything. And now I'm at this level. I should be an expert at everything. No one can be an expert at everything. As long as you're ready to explore and learn new things, you will do fine. You will enjoy your career. You will make progress. You will make an impact. And our technology is changing so fast that I don't even know how to survive, sustain, and advance in your career without that mindset.
Mm. That's a great point. Well, Anshul, it has been so wonderful having you on the show. This has been a really important conversation for our listeners to hear, and I'm just so happy to have had it with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Hillary.
I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Joining me today was Anshul Gupta, Vice President, Azure Security at Microsoft. To learn more about Azure, visit azure.microsoft.com. And you can listen to all of our podcast episodes at cybercrime.radio.